Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
I'm going to take a moment and thank everyone for spending their hard-earned money with our sponsors. We work very hard to find you guys products and services that we think you're going to love, and we appreciate all of the fans who support those sponsors. We also want to let you know that if you have a product or service that you think our fans would love, hit us up. Now's your chance to have myself and the international superstar, Zach Amico.
That's me.
Talk about your products or services and introduce them to the number one most passionate fan base on the planet, okay? Right now, all you have to do is go to gasdigitalnetwork.com/advertise and use the show code RAP so that they know that we sent you. Once again, that's gasdigitalnetwork.com/advertise and use the show code RAP. All right, let's start the show.
Fuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my last real ass dude? Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. Wednesday show. Doing a little late today. This, that, the other happened. Whatever. It fucking happened. We're live on our YouTube channel right now, which means Shannon, no nudity. Shannon gets very excited to show her titties.
Fine.
Yeah, don't pull out those titties on the show. Shannon will just do that sometimes, guys. You should really subscribe and Guest Digital. Is that false advertising since Shannon's never actually showed her titties?
Happen at any time.
No, but if Shannon was going to show her titties, it would definitely be behind the paywall on gasdigitalnetwork.com.
Goddamn right it would. Use that promo code RAP, get a 14-day free trial. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. You know that voice. That's my co-host, my partner in crime, the international superstar, Zach Amico. What's up, kid?
I missed you, buddy. I missed not doing shows.
I know. It's been a little bit. I know. It wasn't that long. It was only a couple
just
shows off.
Friday, right? And Monday. That's enough to take a big chunk out of my life.
I know. You're a big chunk in my life.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Shannon? Maybe a rattlesnake? I don't have my board today.
Shannon can't work both boards and pretend you're funny.
Okay, I'll take a Louis attack. Fucking crushing it. Great show planned today. As always, two incredible guests. We got two white guests today, which is nice.
Hell yeah.
I like having white people in the passenger seats sometimes. It's kind of nice. You guys are white. You guys do good stuff. White motivation is the best type of motivation in the world.
We have whites in the passenger seat, so this show is not a cop car.
Nobody really likes him on the show. I like throwing bones.
Are you talking about me?
Yeah.
Are you about to introduce
I'm
me?
I'm about to introduce you.
If I say no one likes me on the show?
No one likes you on the show, really.
Like I give a fuck.
Oh, shit.
Sag alone.
You don't give a shit, dude.
I don't give a fuck. Fuck, dude.
That's the real ass attitude.
Fuck you. Fuck your YouTube. Not you. You're great.
I was testing you because that's the attitude they want. They never even said that to me.
I don't give a fuck what they want.
Exactly.
Yeah, dude.
There we go.
Let's blow each other.
Okay, and back by popular demand, everyone's new favorite guest. I'm not going to lie. A lot of people have been talking about you. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Natalie Cuomo.
Hi.
Yeah, like, I don't give a fuck if they're talking about me.
I don't give a fuck if they're talking about me.
She doesn't give a shit about you fucking edgelord cuck fucking incels.
I really thought you were going to get Boomer in there, too.
Boomer incels.
All the words Louis has learned.
I've learned a lot of words since I've been broadcasting. Talentless.
No.
He doesn't know that one.
I never accept that. I never accept. Now, Natalie, since coming on the Real Ass Podcast, how has it been? It's been a meteoric rise, has it not?
It's been a what?
A meteoric rise.
Oh, absolutely. My life's changed.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. You have many new fans.
Yeah, I have you to thank.
I know. They call it the Gomez Bump.
Ooh. They do.
They call it the Gomez Bump, guys. It's the thing. I'm sort of a fucking star.
There's maker. A few of them.
There. Oh, I'm going to go for a Gomez Bump.
Different female
right
comedians'
now.
Vaginas all over New York.
I was trying so hard to figure that out.
There's something.
I've got Gomez Bumps.
Gomez Bumps.
Yeah, get those frozen off.
Oh, God.
Hey, Zach. I'm cool. You shut the fuck up.
That's why you gotta get them frozen off.
We had a conversation.
Too cool.
Conversation about you make me look like an asshole in front of all the female guests we have in here. Okay, and it's not your job to make me look like an asshole. It's your job as my friend and my wingman to make me look fucking cool. Edit all that out. And Natalie, erase it from your mind. Thank you, Sagalo.
I love this show, man.
I know, it's the best.
It's so much fun.
It is the best show.
Yeah, I mean,
good. Name three better shows. Good.
Well, this is gonna be hard. Garbage Days with Brendan Sagalo and Scott Chaplin.
It's not plugged. It's not fucking plugged.
I'm just naming good shows. Garbage Days, the Stupid Little Podcast. That was my old podcast. And the Irish Goodbye.
You did that
podcast.
One by yourself, right?
Yeah.
I remember I listened to that because I don't want to listen to it.
The Schumer thing?
Yeah, it must have been the Schumer thing.
That was the Sagalo bump.
Mm. Like, Sagalo, I mean, the nerve of Brendan Sagalo to think that he's interesting enough to just speak by himself. To just speak by himself for an hour.
Okay.
I sort of do that on this show every time. You're right.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
Yeah, who cares? Again, who cares?
Yeah.
Right? Let's just do it.
We're just doing it. Did you ever hear about what happened with Brendan and Amy Schumer?
Of course I did, yes.
It was a big deal, right?
Yeah, it was.
Whose side did you take? Female or Brendan?
Well, I think it was shitty of her.
See, there we go. Oh. Look at that. The fans love her.
Thank you, everyone.
Zach, shut the fuck up. Don't look
I
at me like
I actually came in here to tell you I was wrong about something and you were right.
What were you wrong about? What was
the,
it? Right?
The Schneider, Joe Rogan debate. The Rob Schneider, Joe Rogan debate. I was wrong because I did not think about Fear Factor.
Yeah, exactly.
And conversely, more black people would know Joe Rogan because he was on one of the most famous Chappelle Show skits.
This was the, if you went to Times Square, who would people recognize that?
Yeah, I think I was wrong when I said Rob Schneider. I think you're right.
I
didn't think about Fear Factor.
I still think Rob Schneider because if you go to Times Square, it's a bunch of like, you know, Taurus and Asians.
His Fear Factor was huge.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Fear Factor is how Asian people actually live their lives.
I think if you...
The show is called Dinner.
Yeah. Why'd they watch that? It's just, isn't there a new bird flu? There's a new bird flu happening.
I saw
right
about
now.
That, yeah.
Yeah, it's the coronavirus.
Nice. That's fucking awesome.
Right? What do we know? Can we guess the news on this, Shannon? I have no idea. There we go.
It's time for another edition of Guess the News.
I have to know more information. I shouldn't have read just this headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
The World Health Organization has issued something. Uh-huh. They're saying it's a problem, okay? And it's China. There's something happening in China. And it's something to do with, it's almost like the
bird flu, avian
SARS.
SARS.
They're comparing it to SARS.
Oh,
big
shit.
Deal, guys. It's a big fucking deal, okay?
I wish they would call it the Gillis flu.
This is it. Are you afraid to go to China?
I have no interest in going to China before the diseases.
You're a piece of shit, dude.
Why am I a piece of shit?
Your problem with Chinese people?
I don't want to go there.
Why?
Thank you. By the way, we totally think alike. It's pretty cool. Did you guys see that?
Brendan, can we just mind meld and say why we both don't want to go to any Asian country? 1, 2, 3. We won't fit on the toilet.
Yeah, they squat on the toilet too, right? Every toilet is squatting. It's a hole in the ground.
Squatty potty.
I don't think it's that way anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't want to go to China. I don't care.
Yeah. They don't have toilet paper there. They just wipe their hands on their face.
Yeah.
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 They wipe their assholes with their hands and then they wipe
their eyes. That's why their eyes in evolution closed more and more because they were wiping shit on their face.
They're constantly smelling shit on their own face, so they...
The eyes close and the teeth come out. Yeah.
It's because Asian people wipe
and then the shit. Then the sun would hit it and it would stink worse, so they got the big round hats.
By the way, yeah, they don't have yellow skin, they have shit stained skin. That's what it is. They actually have bright white skin, and if you rub shit into that skin color for long enough, it'll turn into that color. So we're teaching history here on the Real Ass Podcast. This is Real Ass History.
Have you ever been to China?
Fuck no.
Why don't you want to go? Why do you say it like that?
I have no interest in the culture. I feel like Chinese food there is not going to be what I expect of it.
It's going to be the shit you see when you see Chinese food people eat.
Yes, it's just not like,
noodles.
I feel like it'll be good.
You think so?
Yeah.
Look at you being all cultured. Shut up.
Have you ever been to China?
No, I haven't been to China.
Where's the craziest place you've ever been?
Gas Digital Studios.
Texas. Texas is the furthest you've ever been?
No, I've been to Paris.
You've been to Paris?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, but that's all delicious food.
It was amazing.
That's all fucking like...
When did you go to Paris?
Shut the fuck up, dude. I went to a French restaurant like three times in the last year. Recently.
You went to the Ratatouille Epcot restaurant. And you're like, whoa, French.
No, doggy. I fucking...
My compliments to the mouse.
I go to Maison Harlem.
Oh.
Maison Harlem. Oh, is this French music?
The mice of Harlem.
No, it's fucking delicious. The French food is actually my favorite cuisine.
You like duck?
Cuisine. I do love duck.
What's your favorite Duck's dish?
Great. My favorite dish?
Steak frites.
I like some French onion soup. Maybe some French bread. Some French fries. French toast. What's yours?
I like cheese.
Okay. Neither of us has ever. You've never been to France. I've never been to a French restaurant. We're both liars. Damn it. We've both been found out very fast.
McDonald's.
Air Couvert.
Arby's.
Air Couvert. I've never had snails, though. That's fucking disgusting. Have you ever had snails?
I have had snails.
You're a piece of shit. Get out of my studio.
It's really gross.
Oh. Ew.
It's just like they douse it in like garlic butter sauce so you don't think about it.
Well, now you're making it sound good.
No, but it's like slimy sauce. With like balls of snail in it.
That's disgusting. Couldn't do it.
No.
I couldn't do it. By the way, this is how fucking nerdy these guys are. Like I walked into the studio and Natalie, who, you know, Natalie's a good looking chick, very sweet girl. But these guys are so nerdy that it's like they don't give a fuck. They were talking about some fucking Star Wars video game, ignoring her. She was sitting there twiddling her thumbs. She's being fucking real nerds. Why don't you just fucking try to impress the girl in the room for a second, dude?
Why?
Why not? There's a fucking chick in the room. Be fucking manly.
I said hello already.
I gotta teach. I'm sorry.
I said hello already. Be manly. I said hello already.
Yeah, what do you want?
You gotta fucking, you know, look, I know she's a taken woman, but.
You play video games, right?
I don't play video games.
No, she's a fucking hot chick. She only ugly fat chicks play video games.
Not anymore, stupid. You're on Twitch.
Yeah, I'm basically an ugly fat chick. What do you think I am?
Thanks for the tokens.
I can't. I don't take donations on Twitch.
You don't?
No, that's psychotic.
I'm sure you. I bet you could get a lot of money.
I can get a little bit of dough, I'm sure, but that is. I've never heard of anything more sad than a man giving another man to watch him play video games. There's nothing sadder. And I can't allow.
And it's like paying somebody to be a shitty friend who doesn't let you play.
Dude, yeah.
I don't even kind of fucking get it. Okay. If they're even watching me play, I'm going like, why are you guys all here? It's bizarre. Yeah. But it's fine. I interact with the chat. You know, it's just a different way, which I get. I can't let a man give me $5 because he enjoyed the way I fucking twiddled my thumbs for a second.
Yeah, that's true.
Chicks do that shit. I was like, Natalie, you, if you started Twitch streaming tomorrow, you'd be a millionaire.
Maybe.
Yeah. You got to learn how to play video games.
Yeah, I
guess. Just sit there. Just fucking.
Yeah, you sit there. I'll play the video games under the desk.
Yes, that's a smart idea. Why don't you do that?
So it looks like you're playing.
That's a smart idea. And you just talk? Or no, you do her voice while she moves her mouth?
Hi, guys.
Hey, guys. I'm so horny.
I'm so horny for everyone
watching. Ooh.
So horny for Star Wars Fallen Order.
I love small dicks and fat guts. What's up,
boys? I wish there was a fat guy under my table right now. Just sniffing. Just sniffing.
Natalie, this is a brilliant idea.
I don't think you can actually make money on Twitch.
You can make money on Twitch.
Really?
What's the top Twitch streamer make, Shannon? Well, give me a number here.
One second.
Off the dome, Shannon. Tell me. I want you to guess it first, and then I want you to look it up afterwards.
In like a year?
I would say.
Top Twitch streamer per year.
Say 250,000.
Oh, you're shit.
Wow. No way. She guessed that. And it's way more. I bet you it's way more.
I bet it's a mil.
All right, Brendan, get under the table.
I bet it's... First of all, the guy who wins a Fortnite fucking world championship, okay, he...
Well, yeah.
He won like $3 million, and he was like a 15-year-old kid.
Oh, my God.
Great,
that's awesome. That is awesome.
What do you do on Twitch other than play video games? Just talk?
You could be on Twitch like showing you do other stuff, right? Can't you?
I don't think it's just video games, right? I think people have their podcasts on Twitch sometimes.
Okay.
I don't really know, to be honest.
I have it says this guy Ninja is the highest paid Twitch streamer. He's estimated to earn over $5 million a year.
Wow, Ninja. They just made him his own Fortnite skin. That's how cool fucking Ninja is.
That's pretty
how
awesome.
Cool is Ninja? Think about all the pussy that Ninja just crushes. He probably doesn't crush any pussy.
He was on The Masked Singer.
Was he?
Well, I think he was like one of the first people to get eliminated.
He was singing?
Yeah. I think there was definitely a gamer was one of the Masked Singers.
Okay, now you're falling apart.
Look at this.
If it wasn't
man.
Him. I don't know the difference between them.
Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely money to be made on it. There's something about, it feels very like cam girly, where I'm like sitting there going like, hey boys, just donate to me.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
I had a while in my life where I was just like addicted to these cam girls.
Really?
I just get home and just fucking see whatever what's her face is doing. Dick out for like an hour and a half.
And did you actually pay the cam girls?
No, never.
You just, because you can click on, so a lot of times there's a pop-up ad, you'll be watching porn, and then it's a pop-up ad, right? And it'll be one of these cam girl sites.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'll be like, you, boo, 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 boo. And she's talking. And then you're like, shut the fuck up. But that's actually a real girl that's live.
Really?
In that ad, right?
No, it's a pre-recorded.
No, I think those are real live ads.
I don't think the ads are live. I think it's pre-recorded.
Hmm.
Sorry.
Maybe.
By the way, Ninja was on The Masked Singer.
Oh, look at that.
The Masked Singer is so gay, dude. That show sucks.
What? That's first of all, we don't use words like that.
I meant it in like a good way.
Oh, you mean it's happy? It's a happy show.
It's a happy show.
It
sucks.
It's a really happy show. Who likes happy shows? Exactly.
Fucking.
You know what else sucks? The Witcher.
The show?
That show sucks.
Fuck The Witcher, dude. It sucks all the fucking dick in the world. I hate it.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate the fact that I wasted 5 episodes of my life on that.
You watched five episodes?
I made it 5 episodes in. This bitch, they're tearing her pussy. They're the ugly bitch with the hump on her back. They're tearing her pussy off her body to make her hot now. It's terrible.
5 episodes, you're like, this show sucks. Yes, continue. I played that video game, speaking of video games.
The Witcher. It's like Game of Thrones if there was fucking... Just like all the people who didn't get hired for the Game of Thrones writing staff. They're like, you know what? Put them in the Witcher writing staff and we'll see what happens. It's so fucking bad.
Yeah.
His sidekick is a dude who fucking just plays a guitar and sings gay songs as they walk through the woods.
Hey, man, we don't say those words.
Oh, I hate it, but it's gay. They're happy songs. They really are.
The Witcher comes around today.
Give me a pence for the Witcher.
Lewis, you would fucking love if somebody, you should get one of your interns like Dylan to fucking follow you around with a lute. Just playing songs and like telling stories of you.
Wait a minute. That's a brilliant idea, first of all.
Yeah. Luis J. Gomez fights the man.
All right, you know what? We're doing that as a segment for the next show. Mm-hmm. Dylan, you have to learn how to play like one of those old timey ukulele guitars. Yes.
A lute.
Yes, a lute. Thank you. And then you have to follow me around through ghetto neighborhoods saying what I'm thinking.
You want me to learn it in a week?
Yeah.
Okay, I can do that.
Didn't you have to go film something else, Dylan?
Yes, it's for a Friday show.
No. That was like a week ago.
It was for last
Friday show. No.
We didn't do a show.
It doesn't matter that we're supposed to. What were you supposed to do?
It's the Rob Schneider.
Oh, the Rob Schneider Joe Rogan argument.
Yes, me and Nate are filming it.
All right, get fucking on it, Dylan. Dylan streams on Twitch. He's a fucking little gay boy. He takes money from boys.
Did you get your 50?
My 50 what?
Solo wins.
49 right now.
Okay.
Wow.
I mean, it's not even a big deal. Like, you know, whatever. Fortnite's one of the hardest games in the world to win. Natalie, I'm really cool. I only play Fortnite to make the other people that play
How
Fortnite.
How dare you?
What?
How dare you?
What?
Fucking call us nerds.
What?
And then you're like, I got this dude's skin on Fortnite.
He just goes to yawn and do the floss dance. Just one of those cold dudes.
I can do the floss, by the way. I learned it from my son.
Do it.
No.
Okay.
No, not for you. I'm not going to dance for you.
Dance on Twitch.
Monkey. Exactly. Thank you. Yeah, so I am back in the gym, though. Or how about you guys?
No.
Yeah.
You're back in a guy named Jim.
It's pretty good. You said it right before the show started.
I said it before, so. Yeah. So, whatever, dude.
I feel like he's going to bomb.
Let's get it on wax.
It was pretty good. We all laughed the first time you said it, sort of. Yeah, I'm just crushing it in the gym right now. Mike O'Hearn gave me a workout. Shannon, pull up Mike O'Hearn's Instagram. This guy's fucking Jack Diesel, doggy. And he gave me a workout on Believe in Me podcast, and now I'm following it, and it's about to get obnoxious.
About to be obnoxious.
It's about to be obnoxious.
You talking about working out?
It's gonna get crazy, because I'm telling. I haven't been this motivated in. I mean, since the fight, maybe.
Whoa! Look at
Michael Hearn's
guy.
Fucking awesome. Shannon, go to that second picture.
Holy!
This
shit.
Isn't gay. This is just like. This is just wow. The only word you can describe that fucking picture with is fucking wow. Shannon, wow. Am I wrong or am I right?
His body
his
is
fucking
wow.
Caption is insane.
What's his caption?
I may not be that good looking or athletic or funny or talented or smart. I forgot where I was going with this, but I do know that I love bacon.
That's like hilarious. A hot girl post.
He's so basic.
He's awesome.
What? Shut up.
He's awesome, dude. Shut the fuck up. Mike Hearn's the man.
Shut up, stupid. If I posted that, you would have been like, Sagalo, what that sucks. That caption sucks. But because his fucking pecs are smiling at you.
Yeah, but you're actually not that good-looking, talented, funny, or smart, and you actually do love bacon. You should post that.
I might make that.
That should be your fucking bio on your website. What are you talking about? Shannon, you don't want that guy pumping into you? Shut the fuck up.
I enjoy his
you
body. His face is too pretty or something with his face.
Shannon, look at his face.
I think his body's a little too much.
I enjoy it.
Really?
Shannon likes a big, Shannon likes a big fucking huge meatheady guy. That's what she loves.
Like that's uncomfortable. I feel like he's about to burst or something.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah. I bet like when he moves, you could see the muscles like switch around the, you know what I mean? Like move around the body.
That's a little bit too much. I'm not going to get that Jack Diesel because
oh, thank God.
I'm not getting that Jack Diesel because I'm unwilling to do steroids and there's no way to get that big. It's impossible to get that big without steroids. Absolutely impossible.
Yeah.
I hope he tears
his quad picking up the phone.
I'm going to get fucking Jack Diesel again. I've been able to tune into my whatever it is. That thing that there's a little switch that goes on and off in people, and that switch has gone off on me again. On? It's gone off on. Is it on?
Probably on.
It's on. That switch is on now.
What? The switch of like getting into working out and being
mind
like, fuck,
body connection. Not just getting into working out. But like, come on, Sagalo! Me. Jesus Christ!
God damn it!
Mind body connection, Sagalo!
God damn it!
I'll be back. Can I get
okay. Dylan's gonna do it. We got producers here. This isn't a little.
Sorry, you started talking about your body, and I got all fucking heated. I got all flustered. Don't look at me.
But you know what I started doing? I started watching like motivational videos on YouTube to inspire myself, and. It's the most basic shit on earth. It's hilarious.
What do you mean?
Just pull up any like motivational video, and every single one of them, it's just like,
oh yeah, it's like the dude's like running on the east.
No,
river,
but it's like there's like compilations. It's always like it'll be like dramatic music, like they play for like fucking gladiators.
Does it work for you?
It's a little bit, yeah. Sometimes it does.
This is the first one that came up.
This fucking old Jew. That fucking. Are you? Why? This is not what I would want, Shannon.
It's called "I Can Do It." Best motivational video.
All right, let's see what they say.
You're never gonna win because you're always playing it safe, and there's no reward in that.
That's his slave running away from him.
I like micro failure. I like micro failure. I hate macro failure. Like death of your business is bad. To me, you know what's funny? I'll use a boxing analogy. My favorite boxing, I watch a lot of boxing.
This guy's such
a
chode.
Who is this guy?
Gary Vee?
But fucking... I grew up on boxing, I understand.
Josh Accardo?
And I like
is that lost comedian Josh Accardo?
I don't know.
Generally knows who that is because he's been a guest on SDR show recently.
He's also been a guest here.
Yeah, it's on my show?
Yeah.
Shut up. I never had Accardo on my show.
SDR really is the land of misfit toys for former comedians.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Did you have enough of that?
So yeah, I watch those videos sometimes and I'm like, yeah, dude, they're talking to me.
You watch like that, like Gary Vee being like, you can do it.
No, I'll just watch compilations and it's just, it'll go everything from like real motivation. Then they go into like Rocky speeches from movies.
Uh-huh. Do you listen to it while you're working out?
While I'm running.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I want to shit on that, but.
While I'm running. It's just The Rock. How many times have I heard about how The Rock is at the gym, at his Iron Paradise at 4:30 in the morning before anybody else? How many times I've heard about that?
Yeah.
So many.
That guy, I bet he's got bodies somewhere. He's too nice. He's too, like, perfect. I bet he's murdered people.
No, because at this point, if he's done anything wrong, it's already out. There's no way you get as big as The Rock without fucking...
someone digging in.
Yeah. No way to get that big. But yeah, I'll watch those fucking videos. I'll get motivated. So I think about everything in my life. Then I was like, dude, every rep is a fucking... I feel like every time I do a rep, it's like a part of the everything. So it's like my son's gonna die if I don't fucking lift another rep.
Sounds like OCD.
Yeah, I have issues.
Sounds like mental retardation.
Yeah. I start crying while I'm lifting weights in the gym.
I'm so fucking amped. People touch my ears. I freak out.
It's fucking crazy. I'm just crying, screaming into the air while fucking just some fucking hand job. Tony Robbins in my ears going, "You can do it, buddy. The power's within you."
I count the exact amount of jelly beans in a jar.
I have problems. But I'm motivated.
No, you. Just hearing you is like amping me up.
I know. I'm motivating you right now. That's what I do to the fans. I motivate the fucking fans. They hit me up. They're like, dude, keep on fucking doing it. We're getting motivated. Everyone should feel it inside of them. Everyone should feel me inside of them right now. They should be listening to this podcast right now and saying, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to go to the gym right now.
Or listening to this at the gym.
Yeah.
Or listening to it inside of a guy named Jim.
I almost just spilt this again.
We just dumped it over.
Just threw
good
it.
One.
I got to keep this away from
me. Can I have a coffee, Dylan, please? Dylan, can you come home with me today?
You trying to catch that, do some solos? What are we doing?
No, what I want you to do is I want you to set up my capture card.
Of course.
On my computer and on my TV and show me how I can start streaming to YouTube because I no longer want to stream to Twitch because Twitch is for fucking pussy bitches.
That's easy. I got you.
So you'll come home with me today.
I'll come home with you any day.
It's about to happen. You have a car. Can you drive me home?
Yeah.
You have a car?
I don't have a car. Oh, no. I have a car. I thought you said I have a license. No, I got a car.
Where am I getting a car, Dylan? He's going to drive me home. I'm just going to go grab a car from somewhere.
You got that rap money.
All right. Let me get a fucking... I do make a lot of money, Natalie. If we can get a coffee, that'd be great.
What you guys should do...
What?
Stop at Sam Ash on the way back to your place. Get a loot. Give it to Dylan. Give him a week.
They don't have loots at Sam Ash.
I'm sure they do.
They don't.
I don't know.
There's no way.
Shannon, can you look this up for us?
Yeah.
What's a loot?
It's an old...
LUTE.
Yeah. It's like an old guitar.
Or even like one of those like pan flutes.
Yeah. You know, a pan flute would be good.
Work.
He's got like
a flute would be fun.
A flute would just even a straight up flute.
Yeah.
But a pan flute would be better because I feel like Dylan's more of a little like fairy like.
Yeah. Just picture him with like a big backpack on following you around with all your like shit. Here's the story of Luis J. Gomez.
I like it.
Yeah.
No, there's books about how to play them. At Sam Ash, but they don't have them.
Exactly.
It's kind of shitty.
Yeah. So there's a man in Brooklyn who is deaf. And
funny enough to begin with.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And he is suing Pornhub over their lack of subtitles. Shannon, what's going on with this story?
Yeah, so he feels like he's being denied the same experience of everybody else. And he also has...
Bullshit, by the way. Can we get the what's the lawyer's name? Was that bit?
Oh, Undertaker lawyer.
Yeah, Undertaker lawyer. Can we get Undertaker lawyer on the horn?
Please call in Undertaker lawyer.
Okay, I have that sound effect ready to go. 573 gas line. He knows the number. He's our fucking lawyer. Okay.
Sorry.
He's our legal counsel.
Yeah. So it's bullshit. He's not being denied the experience the other people are. He's actually getting an enhanced experience for his eyes.
Because I also almost never listen to the sound on in porn whenever I listen to porn.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I need
the sounds a lot.
I feel
man.
Like it doesn't matter what people are saying. Yeah. It's like the sounds they're making, which you can't make subtitles for.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, you know, ooh, yeah ooh, yeah.
Also, some porn.
Help.
Some porn, they dub over it. There's another actor dubbing over the voice, and it's like some... businessy woman, like I think I saw a video one of this like fat chick doing it, like over like wearing like headphones in a studio being like yeah, give it
did
to
you
me
just make that all up.
I did not make that up.
This doesn't
I don't
exist.
Make up shit.
Zach back me up on this. We've watched enough porn in our
lives. I'm telling you, dude. I'm telling you. Look this up. There is a thing like that. I wouldn't just make that up.
Like porn dubbing. Like, nah, maybe. Maybe.
I think there's...
There we go. I'm sure we've all watched a lot of porn. I don't think many people have seen it.
I don't understand why they
definitely
would.
Voiceover artists who loop in grunts and groans for male and female parts so that they can edit it together.
Yeah.
There's definitely somebody who does that.
When I Googled it, the first thing that came up is, why the fuck do they dub porn? So it seems like it's a thing.
All right, maybe they do.
See that, everybody?
And I knew a chick that used to dub hentai.
That also came up, yeah.
So that might have been what you were seeing
maybe.
As well.
I saw it was on Instagram or something.
I got a dub in Fortnite this morning.
Was that
I'm really cool, Natalie. All right, guys, let's take a quick second and talk about our brand new sponsor, Real Paper, R-E-E-L, paper. It makes incredibly soft 3-ply toilet paper delivered straight to your door. Not only is Real super soft and durable, but it's also made entirely out of sustainable bamboo. So no trees are getting knocked down just so you could wipe your butt. Now look, we all spend a lot of time taking poops, except for Natalie, because hot chicks don't poop. But imagine you pooped, Natalie. How cool would it be to have nice, soft toilet paper?
That would be amazing.
Right?
Yeah.
I know. You could only imagine. So if you're a male fan of the show or an ugly chick and you're shitting, this is your chance to try out the best toilet paper in the world. I really mean this, guys. We started supplying the Gas Digital offices with the Real toilet paper. Nobody can go back. We have our bidet, but now we have the Real toilet paper on top of the bidet. It's an incredible, incredible bathroom experience. And we're thanking Real for being a part of that experience. I'm telling you right now, okay? Oh, here's the best part as well. Every roll of toilet paper that you buy, Real helps people in need get access to clean toilets. 2.4 billion people don't have access to safe toilets, and Real wants to bring that number down to zero, and you can help just by wiping your ass with their amazing bamboo toilet paper. So, right now, go to realpaper.com. That's R-E-E-L, paper.com. And if you use the promo code RAP, you get 20% off a single purchase and 10% off your first subscription box. Free shipping on every order as well. So that's realpaper.com. Use that promo code RAP. Do some good for the world, all while wiping your butt. All right, let's get back into it. So hold on. Is he actually taking Pornhub to court? Where are we at with this case right now? Because I don't believe he's got a leg to stand on.
So he actually also tried to sue the New York Post for their videos not being closed captioned. But he's part of a class action lawsuit right now against Pornhub.
Oh, okay, well, I'm sure Pornhub makes enough money, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't YouTube generate its own closed captioning? Like, you can click it?
It sucks.
Yeah, it never gets it right.
No, never.
Probably just put that on.
Yeah.
Yeah, people will just try to sue over fucking anything. That's the problem with people in society, just in general.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I get it. Like, if somebody, legitimately hurts you, or if a business does something negligent where you lose money or look legitimately hurt or your kids hurt, I kind of get it. But people will look for any fucking excuse to do it. You know?
People get desperate.
Yeah.
But it's like, aren't you spending that money on lawyers anyway? Like, if you're trying to make money and you're so desperate for money, why are you?
But I think there's a lot of lawyers who will just work for you until they take a larger percentage of the money. So they look at the case and they go, do I have a chance to win this?
Yeah.
And if they have a high percentage chance to win it, they'll take a larger percentage.
That's
if
true.
You're taking them on the back end. Yeah. My mom one time when she was, she had cancer and toward the end of her life, she could no longer speak out loud. She could only whisper because she had radiation that fried her vocal cords. So she would make me and my sister do all these speaking tasks for her. So I'm like,
I'll take one heroin, please. Just like that, Mom? Is that the way to do it?
So she had me, we go to McDonald's, the drive thru.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she'd make us order the McDonald's drive-thru. My sister was such a cunt that she would literally not do it. My sister and my mom would go to McDonald's and she would make my mom scream whisper into the...
Why?
Because my sister was just... she was also she was super shy. She had a crippling shyness. Mm. And she wouldn't talk to people and she was just a weirdo. And she would argue with my mom. And my mom, because she was just fucking fat and lazy, didn't want to get out of the car. So she would just start screaming but whispering her order into the thing. and the people are like, "Are you?" They think it's a prank. They think people are putting a prank. So it just starts like my mom just like arguing with this like ghetto 17-year-old kid.
The guy on the other side's like, "Mom, I can't understand you."
So, but my mom one time made me call, like, you know, like Jacoby and Myers or one of those like TV lawyers, because she thought there was like malpractice at her hospital. But my mom, I mean, she didn't think it out. Like, she had no, like, she didn't, she just said call and like start talking. And I was like, well, I'm trying to like communicate things. She's like, so tell him.
So frustrating.
And I'm like, yeah. So my mom, they thought I was playing a prank. It was just sad. Is that Undertaker lawyer on the horn?
We're going to find out in 1 second. Also, nice. I have one other thing I forgot to tell you is Pornhub, in their response to this lawsuit, said that they have a whole category of closed caption porn. So there is...
I thought they have a whole category of deaf porn, which is hilarious.
Yeah. I was about to be so mad we were on YouTube.
Yeah. I mean, well, first of all, I guarantee there's deaf porn out there.
We do have an Undertaker lawyer on the phone.
Put him through.
What does this guy do all day?
Undertaker lawyer.
What is
one
this?
One sec.
What's an Undertaker lawyer?
He's our lawyer, that calls in, but he's an Undertaker as well. He's from Parts Unknown.
Oh, okay.
Undertaker lawyer, you're on the Real Ass Podcast. What's going on, buddy?
Yo, this isn't the Undertaker lawyer.
God damn it. It's not the Undertaker lawyer, Shannon.
Brian McCarthy knows everything about porn.
Okay.
You got to ask Brian McCarthy. He used to direct porn when I was a kid. I used to go in studio with him.
All right, man. What do you do?
I'm an electrician down in Pennsylvania.
That's cool, man. You know what? I have to fight my instincts to not be an asshole. I'm like, it's like, don't be mean to this guy. He's listening to the show right now. He likes you. Why do I want to? I'm listening to your voice, and you told me what you did, and like I'm thinking of things to say mean about you. I'm like, why would I?
Yeah, I'm the same way.
There's no reason.
I'm the same way.
I'm like, listen to this fucking faggot electrician. Yeah. What are you fucking putting wiring in a house, you queer?
Go right. Stick your dick in a socket. I got a move.
Hey. You know?
Brian McCarthy, blind Brian McCarthy, ask him.
All right, you man. Know, what is he? What are you, his fucking... What are you, his agent? I've never seen somebody fucking call
Brian's
in for...
agent.
All right, thank you,
his
man.
His daughter got tired of reading his Twitter.
All right, thank you very much. Thank you very much, non-Undertaker lawyer. Shannon, did he lie?
Yes, he did lie.
He said he was Undertaker lawyer.
Yes.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah, Dylan took the call.
Damn it.
He lied to me. I'm sorry. I'm young, dumb, and stupid.
You know what we got to do? We got to get Undertaker lawyer's number, and we'll call him when we need a question.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's okay. How we do it, because now we can't trust the fucking fans anymore.
We should call the offices of Celino and Barnes.
I'd love that.
And two non-Jews, if you choose Celino and Barnes, you deserve to lose your lawsuit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They don't show up to court or anything. They don't even deal with the people.
It's just two My Cousin Vinny's.
Yeah.
Yeah. The two Utes.
Are they Italian?
Celino and Barnes?
Celino, yeah.
Celino's Italian. Barnes is like fucking Irish
American. Black comedian. He just weird you with a ping pong bat in front of the jury.
Now, Your Honor.
Yeah, no, I would never choose Celino and fucking Barnes, dude.
No, fuck them.
Okay, if they were like, if they were a moving company, I would say, all right, Celino and Barnes, those are the guys you want. Look at them. Look at them.
Look at those fucking scumbags. Those rat fucks.
Come on, dude.
I thought they were both bald.
He's got bald energy, the one with hair.
Yeah.
What's the problem with bald energy, dude? What's the issue?
It's
bald is fucking sexy. Right, Shannon?
Yes, I do agree.
Thanks, eh?
Okay. Shannon, do you think Celino is a smoking hot, sexy man?
I think Barnes is probably the fucking bald one, first of all.
Barnes?
What type of asshole would put Celino and Barnes and put Celino's name under Barnes?
Fair.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
They're the first choice for accident cases.
Yeah, I don't know. Shannon, do you find that bald guy hot?
No.
Yeah.
But so he has the bald where it's like the hair on the sides. He doesn't like put the effort into going completely bald.
Mm. Yeah. So there's different types of bald energy.
Intentional baldness.
Yeah, you have to be part of it. Like mine's like fucking, you know, I look like a fucking badass.
You could make Barnes look badass. Give him your glasses, little fucking mustache. And then he would look he would look cool, dude.
I agree. I do think he would look cool.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about, this is really fun. They're doing this. The world's first transgender doll has come out.
What would that look like?
It says here in Russia.
One sec.
It's in Russia. Yeah, yeah, it's in Russia. So there we go.
So wait, does it like flip in and there's a vagina like?
No, it's just that the doll is like identifying as female, but it's actually a boy.
That doll looks...
I thought it was like the old Power Rangers where you could switch their head.
I thought that doll, I thought it was like a pussy that was like pulled out and turned sideways a little bit.
Stuck straight up a candy head.
So it's the first transgender doll, but is it a doll? Is it supposed to be an adult or is it supposed to be a baby?
It's a child.
Yeah. What are they in Russia though? It's like a voodoo doll.
Barbits? Is that the name of the doll? Barbits?
Instead of Barbie?
No way.
Barbie, Barbits.
Oh.
Ooh. Mm. Pics of the doll, which featured a penis and a dress, have gone viral after being spotted in the Planeta blah 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 Planet of Toys shop at the city of Norbuspus. Wow.
Part of me.
It just feels like an accident.
It feels also like an accident. Because if they did this on purpose, wouldn't they be putting out press releases about how progressive they are?
It's also just bizarre the way they've just pulled the underwear down and pulled the skirt up. It's just making me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And horny.
They could have photographed it in a totally different way.
Maybe.
They don't even give Ken like a penis. Why would they give this doll a dick?
I mean, in Russia, are they... and that is actually a really good point, dude.
Yeah. No, Russia's definitely not progressive.
Ken is all flat
dick. I don't feel like Barbies ever have genitals. Like any type of doll.
Yeah. Well, a Barbie's genitals, it's how it should look. Just smooth, flat, just fucking no hole.
Yeah.
That's what I like. That's what I like. But no, yeah, Ken was just like sort of a, almost an underwear shape.
They gave them pubes after a while.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did. I remember when I was younger, me and my buddy Evan, we would fuck around with his sister's dolls, and we would like, look, it's pubes and everything.
But was that on Barbie, or was it some other weird both. Anatomy?
No, both. It was a Barbie. A Barbie doll had pubes.
Is there a Barbie doll pube, Shannon? I don't believe
not, that. I mean, they weren't nice. Sticking out, but they were like, it was like a pattern on the doll. I'm not making, I'm not
was it painted it on, or was
so it wasn't painted hair, on. It was like how you...
Texture,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that it was probably a knockoff type of doll. It wasn't actually Barbie. Barbie's never had fucking pubes, dude.
I can't find anything.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Got a wild imagination.
This is killing
the only texture I can
this
find.
This is killing me.
I hate to tell you this, buddy. I think your friend was lighting his sister's Barbie's vaginas on fire.
Yeah.
And we used to smell it. It smelled good.
What?
I was just kidding. I was trying to...
Yeah, we used to. I used to take my sister's Barbies, and we used to make them fuck my G.I. Joes. And
did you ever fuck a doll? You
me
ever
personally?
Like drill a hole in a doll? And like...
Yeah, I talked about it in my act.
Oh.
I used to have a teddy bear that I would fuck regularly, like a giant white teddy bear with a little red T-shirt, and I slit all. It was like a you went out at the carnival, like a massive one.
Yeah,
and then I slit a little hole in it, and I fucking used to just fuck it every day. And my sister caught me fucking it one time.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
You felt like the cotton got stuck to stuff?
It wasn't even a good... Like,
the cotton, because I used to do that. The cotton never felt good.
It wasn't even cotton. It was a shitty... It was like a Rockland County Fair doll. So the inside of it was crushed
was
styrofoam.
Filled with pills.
Oh.
Dirty needles. It's fucking a garbage bag. Just like fish bones with the head still on it and fucking needles.
Band-Aids and empty Dunkaroo containers.
Yeah, dude. It was... No, it was... inside of it was... Like styrofoam, like broken down, like almost like styrofoam that they would use.
Like packing peanuts almost?
No, not packing peanuts, but like broken down so it would crumble. It's like these little tiny pieces of styrofoam. Okay. You would know the feeling of a shitty teddy bear. It's the feeling of a crunchy kind of shitty teddy bear.
Oh my God.
That, it wasn't even a soft, sexy teddy bear.
Do you still have it?
No.
You could sell it for a lot of money.
I know, I really could at this point. I wish I could go back. She was my first love. But I used to fuck sort of all my teddy bears. I would have a little like...
Even back then, he couldn't stick to one.
It's true. I needed a variety. And my sister almost caught me one other time. I wonder, because she listens to the show. I wonder if she remembers this. I remember one time I was maybe like 7 or 8, like not much older than my son, right? And I used to put the teddy bears on top of me and sort of like hump them.
Mm-hmm.
And then... I remember they must have been on to me because like I wasn't like hiding it very well. Like I'm a fucking dumb little kid. So what did I do? Oh no, that's not what was happening.
What?
I'm sorry. I got a little confused. I'm mixing up what exactly happened. Okay, I'm sorry. What I would do is I would pull
I'm confusing the times I've been almost caught fucking inanimate objects.
I know. I would pull my pants down, right? Completely okay. Pull my pants down. And I would hump the bed. I don't remember exactly what I did. What I did was my sister came over. I saw her come in the room. She saw me like trying to like hump the bed. And she left. I was like, oh, shit. And then I fixed myself. And then I put the teddy bear on top of me. And she came over and pulled my the blanket down. And I was like, oh, it's just a teddy bear. And then she was like, And she left. And then, in my mind, I never connected the idea. Like, yeah, she knew I was fucking jerking off as a kid.
For sure.
Well, I was trying to catch me as well. Let me be.
Yeah.
When I was
were way too young.
Hold on.
I was in kindergarten, and my...
you were so quick to shut Zach up. Wait a second.
She's about to tell a story about how she
I didn't know she
here comes a hot story.
I would have shut up, too.
Hold on. Sorry. Anyway, everyone listen.
The floor is yours.
Can we get some music on for this story, Shannon?
Please? Put that French music back on.
Can we get some sexy music on for this story?
Baby Shark.
I'd appreciate that. Okay. So when I was in kindergarten, my teacher called my parents and told them that I was masturbating in class.
What?
I was hovering over the corners of tables, and she was concerned.
Wow.
Yeah. Thank you.
Putting that out as a clip.
Yeah, you have to put that out.
With 12 second highlight clip.
The foggy heart filter over it.
Thank you. And what happened? Did your mom say anything?
My parents were upset that she had a problem with it.
Yeah.
I was just a kid, you know.
Right?
They were very progressive.
You were exploring your body.
Some would say the tables have turned.
I don't mind it. All right. Yeah. So did they say anything to you at the time, though?
No, nothing at the
time. Just years later.
Later, they told me, you know, we hated that teacher. She called us, complained about this.
Wow.
What were you doing? Do you remember doing that?
I remember doing it in a non-sexual, I didn't think it was sexual, but I remember being like, oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. That is nice.
Dude, me and my buddy, one of my first friends, we were really young. He was he lived on
Actually, can you get music on for Sag? trumpet,
Ska music?
Navy elephant walk?
Can you put on Real Big Fish.
Yeah,
that's funny. Good.
Me and my buddy who lived on my block, we would walk around and put our dicks in car exhausts and feel that would feel good to us.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bare dick or
bare dick, dude. I would take my fucking dick out and just put it in a car exhaust for a second, and it felt good.
I just feel like it's a disgusting thing to do.
Yeah, it's gross, man. Don't judge me, you bear fucker.
What did it feel like?
It felt...
exhausting.
Ah, fuck yeah, dude. That might have been the best moment in my life.
It was.
You doing that.
Thanks. So yeah, I mean, you started masturbating that young.
Yeah, I suppose.
Whoa, and you just continued on.
Well, I took a break.
Until when? Tell us about your next time.
No.
She took a season off for injury. She was benched.
No, she's rubbing it on benches.
Yeah, I started masturbating very, very young. Very highly overactive libido. I knew what sex was. I don't remember ever there being a time where I didn't know what sex was.
Hmm.
You know, I just always knew, and I was always a horny little kid. I remember just finding porno magazines in the woods and in my neighbor's garbage. They there should be these condoms that would essentially have porn on the cover of the condom box.
What? Really?
Yeah, a girl with her puss spread and a guy with his hard dick right there. It was little porno condoms. And we would find the used condom boxes from this neighbor who would have these porno condoms. And we would steal them. We had a whole little stash of porno condom boxes that we fucking look at. Yeah.
My aunt had a Puerto Rican best friend when I was little. I told you about this lady on the show before. She went to the gynecologist. I just remember this from being little. And my aunt and my mom shit-talking this Puerto Rican friend that they had. And she went to the gynecologist because she thought she had something wrong with her pussy and she couldn't get a tampon in. And it's because the old one from the month before was still in there.
Oh,
my God.
And I remember her buying condoms at the flea market.
Didn't she get toxic shock? Like that's,
she had something wrong with her.
That's
yes.
crazy.
She's Puerto Rican.
What is toxic shock? What does that feel like?
We get really sick.
Yeah, it fucks you up, dude.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, dude, there's like there's models and they have like inspirational stories and like they've had to like have their like feet cut off and like they got like whoa. Yeah, no, it gets crazy out there. And then like you feel really bad for them. But then you find out that it's like almost always because they left their fucking condom in their body. And you're like, you nasty.
Oh, my God.
Whore. I'm sorry. I can't feel bad for you. Clean your vagina.
That's terrifying.
What am I supposed to say? You know, it's fine. Like, imagine I just didn't wipe the shit out of my ass for a month. It's like, yeah, you heard Lewis had to have his foot cut off
because he had a condom in his asshole.
A fucking disgusting, apparently homeless person who doesn't wash his body. I'm sorry. I can't feel. Is there any other way to get toxic shock syndrome besides leaving a tampon in? Do we know?
I don't think so.
One sec.
Probably.
If that's,
like.
What if that's what the Toxic Avenger did? He avenged girls' dirty pussies.
It's cleanup time.
So it says the infection usually occurs when bacteria enters your body through opening in the skin, such as a cut, sore, or other wound.
So there's other ways to get toxic. Yeah. Okay, so maybe I should feel bad. She was a fucking.
Like a staph infection.
Okay. All right, fine. Well, I take it all back. That woman's not a nasty whore. I feel bad for all the thoughts that I had about her for a while. Oh, yeah, we should do plugs. Thanks, Shannon. We only got about 15 minutes left here. I don't care that Dave Smith is in next. This is my studio.
Speaking of forgetting to take your tampon out, let's do plugs real quick.
Yeah. Let's get some plugs out of the way. Natalie Cuomo, what would you like to plug?
I'd like to plug my Instagram, at @NatalieCuomo_. And I've got a cool show at the Pit, all female comics, at 10 p.m. on Friday.
Fuck yeah, I'll be there. Brendan Sagalo.
Brendan Sagalo on Instagram and Twitter. Follow me, listen to my podcast, Garbage Days, with Scott Chaplin. And this Friday, I will be at Rivers Casino with Shuli Igar and Mike Feeney.
Nice.
That's going to be a good show. We're going to get fucked up, I think. I haven't, like, partied in months. Like, really partied.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get fucked up.
What are you going to do? What type of partying?
I don't know. I might lose my mind, dude.
You're going crazy?
Yeah. I'm going to FaceTime you.
Oh, boy. Please don't ever FaceTime me. If you ever FaceTime me, it's
I'm
just going to be my
dick. Time you. Dick time.
Yeah. That'd be a pretty funny FaceTime. Just my dick and your asshole sitting the windows together.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, and listen to Garbage Days again.
Zach Amico.
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. Every Friday at midnight, comics talk and shit while we watch a horror movie. And I want to thank everybody that came out to see me at the Creek in the Cave on Monday. I did a long set, and people actually showed up on a Monday night, and it meant a lot. So thanks to everybody that came out.
That was weird because we had way less in attendance at this past week's Legion of Skanks on Monday night. That's strange, Zach. Weird.
I didn't have any Nazis on my show, so they were free to go wherever they wanted.
Who were the Nazis? Oh, yeah. Okay. Me.
Yes.
I'm a Nazi. I forgot. Sometimes I forget that I'm a Nazi. a lot of stuff coming up, guys. Lewis J. Gomez presents LewisJGomez.com. Me and Kurt Metzger are on tour. End of the month. End of the month is coming fast, baby boy. Hartford, Funny Bone, Albany, Syracuse. And me and Zach Amico are going to be in Albany at the Community Beer Works in Buffalo, New York on the 31st. Then we're heading over to Cleveland, Ohio. Me and Metzger, the 13th or the 14th. I'm sorry, the 3rd. Go back up. Sorry. 13th, I'll be in Cleveland. 14th, I'll be in Fort Wayne, Indiana. I'm saying all these dates wrong. Fort Wayne's coming up. Indianapolis coming up. Arlington, Virginia. Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. San Francisco, San Diego. No, already that already happened. Phoenix, Arizona, Boston, Massachusetts, and more. More dates coming up as well, guys. Grab your tickets right now. Lewis J. Gomez presents LewisJGomez.com. And yeah, come support the fucking live show, baby boys. It's been so much fun, dude. Philly was incredible. Thank you for everyone that came out in Philly. You guys were fucking awesome. Really, really great town. Love Philadelphia. And yeah, guys, Skankfest is happening Saturday. Passes are sold out. You cannot get tickets just for Saturday anymore. If you want to come the whole weekend, you can. You can get all access passes at skankfest.net. The number one comedy party in the entire world, guys. There is nothing like Skankfest. It is 3 full days of partying. I'm talking about from noon to 2 a.m. You're getting 3 stages. There's going to be an outdoor area with different games and activities happening,
dude,
all day
it
long.
It is so much fun.
There's nothing better, dude. The lineup this year, I'm not going to shit on any comedy festivals, okay? But I'm looking at the lineups of other festivals. I'm because I always get self-conscious about our lineup. We have the craziest lineup in the world every year, and every year I go like, I kind of feel bad, like, you know, we could always get bigger and better, and I'm like, what am I talking about?
And then you see another festival and a puppet is in their top six comedians.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not shitting on any festivals. Go look at the other lineups for the other comedy festivals in the world, okay? Look at it and then look at the Skankfest lineup already. Dude, with who we've announced, not even counting special guests, not even counting all the other comics we're about to announce in the next week or two, but we got incredible performers. We got Tom Green coming out, Sal Vacano from the Impractical Jokers, Robert Kelly, Ron Bennington, Mark Norman, Joe List from Tuesdays with Stories, Mike Vecchione, Nate Bargatze, the great Nate Bargatze, future legend himself, current legend Rich Voss. The Goddamn Comedy Jam is going to be there all three nights. Kill Tony, Tony Hinchcliffe, Brian Redband's going to be there. Jim Florentine's going to be there. Jim Norton's going to be there. Doug Benson's going to be there. We're doing a live Doug Loves Movies. Obviously, the Legion of Skanks. Zach Amico with the Midnight Spook Show is going to be there. Zach Amico and the fucking Naked Roast is going to be there. Natalie, if you want to do the Naked Roast, you're in. Right now. I'll tell you right now. There's
you won, by the way. You win.
You're fucking in. We're going to get you a suite and a first-class ticket to Texas. I'll tell you right now. Andrew Schultz, Anthony Cumia Show Live, Bonnie McFarland, Cypher Sounds, The Guys We Fuck Girls are coming out, Dan Soder, I mean, are we kidding? Are we fucking kidding?
Yeah, you are kidding.
No, I'm not kidding, this is real.
I was not invited.
So you stink.
You stink.
Sagala will not be there.
Yeah, that's good for a lot of people.
Go to our iTunes right now, leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. One reviewer every month, we give a free piece of merch to you. You can get all of our merch at podcastmerch.com. It's a good plug. That was a good plug.
So much fun, dude.
Good plug.
Good plug.
So a vet accidentally euthanized a cat who was supposed to be getting a rabies shot. That's pretty funny. Oof. That's pretty funny.
That is such a bummer.
Oh, you have a
okay. I'm not advocating. This is very sad. I have a cat. This would be devastating. But yeah. That cat's definitely not going to get rabies now.
True.
That's true. Yeah.
Got rid of the whole thing.
How much can you sue a vet for? Where's Undertaker lawyer? Undertaker lawyer 573 Gasline. Give us a call if you're listening. Can you sue a vet for killing your cat? I'm sure you can.
Absolutely.
But what is the damages? Because it can only be so much. Yeah. Like, how much is a fucking cat worth?
I bet you can get like.
I bet you get emotional damage.
Yeah, I bet you could get like $20,000.
Isn't that sad? It's just not even that much.
I know, that's not that much, but I'm trying to level
but
it
no,
out.
But no, I bet you couldn't get much more than that. Yeah. I bet you that, I mean.
They probably have to take into account the lifespan.
How old the cat was.
Yeah, so if it was, but it was getting its rabies shot.
Must be.
Might have been young.
You may sue a veterinarian who hurt your pet through incompetence or carelessness, but pursuing a vet malpractice lawsuit in court is rarely practical. But not all vets are good, and even worse vets can.
Can I sue someone for killing my cat?
Let's see.
It's basically, it can happen, but it's a lot to actually prove it.
Wow.
And in this article, there is no mention of them suing. They're saying the vet says it's a mistake. It's like a tragic mistake, but it was an accident. Oof. But yeah, so what happened was they sent the cat home alive after giving it the euthanasia stuff.
Oh, so it died in front of the kids?
Well, so they, as they were all taking the cat home, I guess it was like tired or whatever. So as they're taking the cat home, they get a call from the veterinarian and says, can you bring the cat back because we actually gave it euthanasia instead of rabies medicine?
Oh my God.
They bring
God.
It back and it was too late and the cat then just died in the owner's arms.
Oh no, it was like Reservoir Dogs. Don't go to sleep. Everything's going to be okay.
Oh, this cat died in the owner's arms. Yeah. That is so much worse.
So devastating.
Yeah, it would fuck you up. But to be honest with you guys, I've had, you know, a dozen cats in my life since I was a kid. I think back, none of their deaths really affected me that bad. And I murdered one of them with a chair once.
Mm-hmm.
So
I feel like
it was like ECW.
Are...
I was just throwing chairs at the cats. It was great.
Wow.
No, you rolled out of the ring.
You murdered another one with a ladder.
How did you murder a cat?
I'm kidding, Natalie. Relax. Natalie's trying to figure out if she'll ever do this podcast again. She's like, whoa, can you rewind this for 1 second? How did you murder a cat? Can we talk about that for a second?
Well, I had this itch in the back of my head that I just couldn't scratch.
No, my cat had kittens, and I had a chair that it was essentially a recliner. That's the best way to describe it, right? But it was... It was like a chair, like you sit in a circle, and it could go, like almost like rock in any direction. It was a pretty cool chair, actually. I mean, besides being a death trap, this fucking chair was great. But the inner workings of this chair was a lot of like bars, screws, and fucking levers and shit. And I was trying to get the cats from under the chair, and I go to move the chair, and it just fucking must have, you know, sort of rolled, snapped its neck of sorts.
Oof.
Made no sound.
And it was dead?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oof.
It was brutal.
Yeah. Okay. Did you feel guilty?
I felt very guilty, and my cat looked at me like I hurt her baby.
You did.
She literally gave me a look like, what the fuck did you do to my fucking child?
I was going
to
eat that.
True.
Dude, what the fuck, dude? My cat really legitimately was upset. And then the plan was to bury it in a shoebox.
Mm-hmm.
And a shoebox is insanely large. You have no idea how big a size 13 Nike shoebox is until you're trying to fucking dig a hole big enough for it in your backyard. I'm like, this is a cat. I'm sorry. I'm not going to fucking do this. Just fucking flung it over the gate to the next yard. That was it.
Playing air hockey with
it. Yeah. It's compost.
Can I just add one thing real quick? Because Brendan just said that she was going to eat it. So there was a German Shepherd puppy that's mother attacked it when it was right after it was born.
Mm-hmm.
And I submitted it as something to rival Phoenix. But the puppy was finally adopted. But I just want to show you the puppy.
Let me see.
Oh.
Holy shit. Let me see.
Holy shit.
Oh my God.
It's kind of cute.
Holy shit.
It's like skull was crushed and its jaw fused shut on one side.
It looks like little Nikki.
All right, that's another picture.
Yeah, let's see. Hold on. Yeah, no. The Phoenix is from the fucking flaming pits of hell.
Yeah.
This dog looks just like I'm a little drunk right now, and I'm like, that's a dog.
Get in the flask.
That's just a dog. Yeah, look at that.
It looks like an Instagram filter.
And also, that one's not like cute. Like that one, like this Phoenix. At least Phoenix is badass. Like, Phoenix, I feel like you could fucking put in front of like your evil castle and it'll guard it for you. Did you see Phoenix that last time, Natalie?
I did. Yeah.
Yeah. Phoenix the dog's the fucking
the burned
best
dog.
Dude. Yeah.
Burned dog.
Well, we don't know what happened to Phoenix.
Okay, but that's
they think it's a skin thing.
Yeah, they think it's some sort of fucking disease.
Hmm.
I think it has toxic shock syndrome.
Probably.
That's what happened. That dog left a tampon in for too long.
There's Phoenix.
Oh, Phoenix. Aww.
Ugh.
It's fucking disgusting.
Oh, my God.
Definitely was a tampon.
Yeah. That is...
Holy shit.
That fucking...
Big dick on that dog, though.
Yeah, it's not bad. All right, look. This has been a fun show.
I didn't notice that until now. Thank you.
No, his dick is bleeding, dude. Look at that dog's dick. It's bleeding.
Nah.
Look, it's literally.
He has to drag it on the sidewalk because he's got big old dog dick.
Little fat dick.
Oh, sorry.
It's fine, Shannon. Don't worry about it. It's all good. Listen to me. This has been another incredible episode of the Real Ass Podcast. I love you guys. All of you.
I love you. And I love you, Zach. Natalie, I love you too.
Thanks.
You guys should kiss. Brendan thinks he's good looking, Natalie. He said that in all confidence. He really said that.
I really do. I mean, okay, fine. I don't think I'm good looking. Everybody else says it. I'm good looking.
Yeah, self-love.
Yeah. It's confidence, you piece of shit.
Well, this girl would fuck a table.
That's all, folks.